This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine. You're listening to Macca and myself, Tass. We have Melbourne's Lord Mayor Sally Capp here in the studio with us. And on the phone, Macca, who do we have?
We have Peter Hitchener, who, same as Sally, is a Joy ambassador. And he's...
I feel like I'm surrounded by royalty, Macca.
Well, he was Moomba Monarch, you know. He was Moomba Monarch, and he got that wave right. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, David, and hello, Taz, and good morning, Lord Mayor. Great to talk to the three of you this morning, and I must say it was a huge honour to be involved in Moomba, and it was just so much fun, and the crowds for Moomba were so good. I just think everybody involved deserves a round of applause.
Well, we heard today, Peter, that it was a record crowd ever for Moomba. What was the number again, Sally?
1.44 million people.
Wow.
Oh, Peter had a lot to do with attracting those
That's more than who watched the Channel 9 news, Pete.
Well, it's nip and tuck. It's nip and tuck. But thank you. No, it was just brilliantly organised, and the Lord Mayor promised a COVID-safe event, which, as far as I know, it absolutely was, because the events were out of doors and all the precautions were taken so that everybody could come along, have a good time, and it meant that our city is really back in business, and it was just a way of acknowledging that and showing that, and I just was blown away. I tell you what, we got out of the train, sorry, I'm burbling, I'll shut up in a minute, got out of the train on the way, on the Saturday afternoon, or the Sunday, I can't remember what day it was, might have been the Sunday, couldn't believe it. It's Flinders Street. Got out of the train. There's people everywhere. And I haven't seen numbers like that in our city since 2019, since before coronavirus. I thought, oh, this is magnificent. This shows that the faith that the Lord Mayor and the City Council and the organisers put in the event was not misplaced. It's wonderful. So I'm sorry, I'll burble on about it.
No.
A big fan of Melbourne, I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
You did a wonderful little skit on the Channel 9 news when you were trying the crown on.
Yes.
That was really funny. So, Pete, as you know, today is Joy Radiothon Day. And as a Joy ambassador, what message would you send to our listeners as to why we don't want the short arm, long pocket to happen? We want people to dig deep to support Joy. Why should they do that?
Because it brings an added serving of diversity to our media landscape. And it's got a very loyal and very supportive audience. And it's something that needs to be supported to continue to do its great work. It gives people of all shapes and sizes and all backgrounds an opportunity to get involved in radio, to get involved in talking to their community, to our community, and more power to Joy and more power to the diversity that it brings to the table.
Oh, Peter, I think you're so right. And Joy is an organisation that absolutely champions so many people in our community. Mm. And without that voice... I would be concerned about how we would progress on really big issues like the marriage vote. But also joy exactly. is fun and it's welcoming yes. and people really yes. have a sense of belonging. And without
yep.
that as part of our community, I really, again, I would be fearful of the consequences. So I think really joy is deserving of support. And that's why I know, Peter, you and I are absolutely honoured to be involved in this organisation, aren't we?
Very much so. And in a way, it's reflective of our city. Our city is inclusive, and our city is has just so many wonderful attractions to it. I think people think of themselves, first of all, as Melburnians, then Victorians, then Australians. Not in any way being unpatriotic, yes. but there's something about Melbourne.
Well, I'm not biased. Peter, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. I like to think of us as being Melburnians first, Victorians second, and Joysters yes. third.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Well, speaking of Joysters, we have received another donation yes. from Zachary from Paran. Zachary says, keep up the great work, team. Thank you very much, Zachary. $50
50 bucks.
For Zachary. And we've had another donation here. Macca, it's from Ian from St Kilda, who's donated $250. Thank you very much,
yeah,
Ian.
Thank you, Ian. Yeah.
There we go.
I want to ask Peter and Sally, as, you know, people in the public eye, and, you know, this is a totally unscripted question, no one, does anyone ever ask you about joy, Pete? I know Hugh Nolan, your news director, knows a lot about joy. He's a big fan. But
yes,
do people ask you?
I think there's been a lot of talk about joy, especially with the Pride Centre in St Kilda opening, you know, and the construction of that and the planning for that. And I think that's brought joy to the forefront of a lot of people's thinking. So, yes, it does come up. And while I'm no expert on any of this stuff, it's always nice to be able to enthuse about it and say, look, this is great, support it.
And people do ask me about joy all the time. Of course, it's wonderful for me when people tell me they heard me yes. on joy, because it means they're listening yes. and they didn't turn it off. So, but more importantly, I think joy, and as you said, here in this magnificent Pride Centre, I'm so glad that this is your home. I just wish we could move our boundary a little bit further over. But regardless, I think...
Hey, we might be up for that.
Yeah, let's
as a resident of St Kilda, I might be up for this.
Well, that's a long term, but I'm just going to say, I think the people that comment back to me on things that are discussed on joy, the fun that's had, your involvement at important events and your involvement in important debates, all of those things certainly are reflected back to me, and maybe more often I should be reflecting that back to you. So well done.
Look, I might be speaking out of turn here, but the number of times my partner has said, why can't we be part of the City of Melbourne?
Oh, I've started something now.
It started well before you.
And actually, a very old and dear friend of mine, Sally, who has recently bought a beautiful apartment up near where the ferry is currently, he said the same thing. He said he would rather be in the City of Melbourne than the City of Port Phillip.
Uh-oh. We work very closely together and they do a great job.
You know, we're going to be in trouble, Tash.
I was only saying it because this is such a magnificent facility and building and community.
We know what
and,
you really mean.
Okay, good.
So hey, Macaron, hey, Hitch, which municipality do you live in, Hitch?
Well,
oh dear!
Now come on, you're on.
I haven't heard of the city of Well.
I like to think I'm part of the City of Melbourne, but actually, I live in the Inner West, so that's where I hail from.
Inner West.
I'm in the city every day. I'm in the City of Melbourne every day, and I just absolutely love it. And I know the argument about, well, should we have a bigger city council for here and incorporate some of the nearby suburbs. I'm not sure about that. That's a political question, unfortunately. I don't get involved in those. But, you know, I look this morning, I'm just in the middle of a walk around the town, and you think, is this just magnificent or what? You've got the Yarra on one side, you've got people, hundreds of people, probably thousands of people out riding bikes, walking around the town, people rowing on the river. You think, how good is this? This is just a wonderful place. And I love it. Big fan. Always have been.
So what's on for today? Normally a golfer, aren't you, Pete?
Yes, haven't played for a little while. It was not possible to do a lot during COVID.
Mm.
The gym that I was going to and doing these wonderful aerobics and yoga stuff and flying around on trapezes. No, can't do that anymore. And I haven't been able to play much golf, but hopefully it will all return in due course as we sort of adjust to life post-pandemic, even though COVID is still around. So there's plenty to do, and which I'm looking forward to today. I've got a podcast later, and it just never stops. It's good fun. But nothing like the Lord Mayor. Well, I've never seen anyone work harder than our Lord Mayor, especially during Moomba, because Sally was everywhere and just, you know, working the room, being gracious to people and things, and, you know, as an ambassador for the city, you have to say, oh, well done. Great job.
Thank you, Peter. And back at you, Peter.
Yes. Now, Pete, are you working late next Friday night at Channel 9?
No, not next Friday night. No, not at all.
You're going to come down here to the Pride Centre and come up onto the roof and help...
If I can, I've got a function... I do have a function.
Mackie, you normally do
Friday
those things
night.
Off air.
No, I'm trying to.
You normally do these things off air.
I'm trying to wedge him.
Now, while we were speaking, we've had a couple of new members join up. So we've had a new member, John Baldwin, who says hello, and also made John a donation of $40. Thank you very much, John. Another new member from Glen Iris, Nathan. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Nathan, good job.
Yeah, we love Nathan. And we've also had a donation from Paul from Doncaster East. Paul, $500. Thank you so much.
Wow.
So the current tally is, I think we've probably exceeded $3,000.
We're well over $3,000.
No, $2,668.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Just give us a few more minutes.
Yeah.
Is it time for me to
say
that I am a passionate member? In fact, our family love being passionate members of Joy. So I will be renewing our membership today, and we are adding $1,000 onto that as a donation to Joy.
Wow.
Long may your dulcet tones
continue.
So thank you, Sally. Sally is one of the folk that I've, in the last week, if the Australian Federal Police were listening to my phone, they would have thought I was on a statewide or Australia-wide extortion attempt, basically asking people, you know, to donate and pledge. And, you know, Sally's pledged, she's donated. And, you know, so everyone who donates today, your donation is going to be matched up to a total of $20,000.
That's brilliant.
So I encourage you to do so, because, you know, it costs $2.10 a minute. I know that's not much to pay to listen to Tass, but it's a lot to pay to listen to me. So
I just hope you don't start charging guests.
Oh, that's nice.
As we come in.
Now, Pete, I want to ask, what has been, for you reading the news, what has been the most, can I ask the most challenging story in the last 2 years? I've got one in mind, but what has been the most challenging for you?
The most challenging story that I can remember goes back before 2 years, and that, of course, was the Black Saturday bushfires.
Yes.
Because we were, Tony Jones and I and the crew, were out on the road at the fire areas every day for 10 days, and it was quite shocking and dreadful, and we, you know... I don't wish to remind people of those horrible times, but that was the most challenging story I can remember of that era. There have been many since then that you think, gosh, I wish I wasn't reporting this. The 2 years of COVID, I think, was exceptionally difficult for the whole community. And one of the things that we were able to do as a local news service as opposed to the streaming services, which are highly entertaining and bring us beautifully produced Hollywood standard stuff. But we were able to inform our local audience about what the particular measures to deal with COVID were in our town, in our state. And so I hope we provided a service. It was challenging because I wasn't allowed, because of my age, being somewhat geriatric, I wasn't allowed into the newsroom for fear of either catching something or giving it to someone. So I was confined to my dressing room, or the studio, and that was it.
Yes.
So we all had our sort of our separate workplaces, so I didn't get to see my colleagues, and when I did, they were generally wearing masks, and, you know, it was just difficult. But I'm not complaining because we were well looked after. I feel sorry. I feel dreadfully sorry for people who were affected by COVID and those families who lost loved ones. It was terrible. So it probably COVID, I'd say, David.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, there are other stories all
Look,
the time.
There was one. We've only got about 30 seconds left, Pete, but there was one in particular.
Yes, sorry.
And I remember seeing you tearing up at the desk, and it was the little boy on the bus or the train in the Ukraine. And the person sitting behind him had a video camera, and little boy was saying, "Our daddy's not with us. He's actually staying behind to fight for our country. And I hope I see him again." And that was a very moving. That was a very moving.
So, Peter, before we wind up, what's your highest moment? What's the best moment that you've had on air?
Oh gosh, there've been just times when people are having fun and enjoying themselves. A visit to the zoo when there are new animals. That is one of those things.
I thought you were going to say it was being with us, Peter.
being with Taz and Macca, and also our beloved Lord Mayor.
Our beloved Lord Mayor, indeed.
We're out of time, Pete. Thank you so much for your support and advocacy for Joy. And
It's a privilege.
And being a great Moomba monarch and a co-ambassador with Sally. Hope to see you soon. I know you're not playing golf today. Do something.
Maybe Friday night, but we'll give it a go on Friday night.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Hitch.
Thank you, Sally.
Great to have you back in the studio.
It's
lovely to be here. Great job. Keep going.
Keep donating. We're on air. We don't run on air. It's Joy Radiothon. Grow with Joy.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.